producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope there is a turkey in your future throughout the weekend. So I guess I mean turkey sandwiches. You might be chomping on one right now. Let me tell you, this is how I do the turkey sandwich. And I know people argue about the cranberries, but I'm not a huge cranberry fan. They're okay. I like cranberry. I like to drink cranberry juice, but the cranberries, just not for me on the sandwiches. But for the leftovers, if you have that really good old-fashioned kind of stuffing, and you put a thin layer of that, then some turkey with salt and pepper, maybe you put some more layer some of the stuffing and the turkey, and then you put the bread on top of it that you've toasted. Oh, to me, that is the best. Oh, nothing beats that. And maybe you mix in some mashed potatoes. A friend of mine actually puts the mashed potatoes on top of it, but, you know, it's like burgers. I don't like them dripping all over the place, and that gets kind of messy. It's better to sort of have them separate. All right, so right at the top, this whole weekend, and heading into the weekend and in the middle of the weekend, or you're listening to me, the State Department issued a worldwide travel alert over possible risks. And this is because of ISIS and Al-Qaeda, and I said this before, Boko Haram and other terror groups that say they're planning to attack in multiple regions with a wide variety of tactics. And so the State Department says that. How do you watch for terror attacks? I mean, yes, you can look around for suspicious activity, but good luck with that. And in any of your surroundings, you should always know what the escape route is. I'm a firm believer in that. That's like the fire deal. How many people go into a hotel? And depending, it doesn't matter, actually, what floor you're on. Do you know where you have to go to if there's a fire? It's always a smart idea to check that. But because we had what happened in France 2 weeks ago, and Nigeria and Denmark and Turkey and some other places, and, of course, the bombing of the Russian plane in Egypt, which ISIS, they claimed responsibility for that, you have a higher than normal heightened alert. And the State Department said the U.S. is exchanging information with allies about threats of international terrorism. But trying to, you know, figure out if terrorism is happening, I think that's tough. Unless somebody leaves the bag, you completely see somebody check something and you know that the person's not there. But how often does that happen? Because even on a holiday, people are still campaigning. They want to be president, either on the Democratic side or the Republican side. It's kind of interesting how Trump kicked open again the immigration discussion, forcing anybody who was hoping that would just kind of be pushed into the background, and what's going on with terrorists and what's happening domestically and our GDP and a slew of other issues would just bubble up out in front of that. That is not the case because of Trump and talking about building a wall and not letting in the Syrian refugees. I saw where Hillary Clinton said her use of the term illegal immigrants was a poor choice of words, and she's pledging not to use it. She was asked about her use of the term to describe people who are in the U.S. illegally during a question and answer session on Tuesday on Facebook that was being held by Telemundo. During a stop in New Hampshire earlier this month, the Democratic presidential candidate referred to immigrants that way while discussing her support for a barrier along the Mexican border as a New York senator. On Facebook, she says, at the heart of the issue are children, parents, families. They have names and hopes and dreams and deserve to be respected. So we'll see if that holds, and she remembers not to say illegal immigration. And there's, what are the right words? See, you know, here's what, to me, 2015 more than, and we'll talk about it when we get to our year-end specials. We have days and days of looking back at stories. But to me, the biggest shift in our culture is the jumping jacks of our language. Trying to figure out what is acceptable and what is not acceptable is not so easy, my friends. What seems like an innocuous comment that you've made in the past 20 years ago is not so innocuous in 2015. So one of the stories that I look back at is language and how we communicate and what offends people and what doesn't. You really do need a playbook. And on college campuses, that's one of the things that gets discussed, that I think college campuses are great, and I love to go and speak at college campuses. The kids are warm and ready for knowledge, and it's really a lot of fun to be able to do that. However, there are lots of people on an edgier side that can't or won't play colleges, even comedians. Jerry Seinfeld talked about that he can't do the college thing anymore. And it's because of, I think, this language thing that we do where we're leaping over each other on the sensitivity side. Not that sometimes that's a good thing, but have we, in some areas, have we swung the pendulum too far? I don't know. I'm asking you. Are we too crazy in our language and our ability to communicate, and where we have to stop short somehow when a word that was perfectly acceptable is not acceptable, and what's the word? And then you have to guess, play the guessing game of what's the right word to say here. So Hillary Clinton is saying she is not going to say, I mean, she even said poor choice of words. And when did that become a poor choice of words? Well, she's on Telemundo, and they don't want to hear that, and rightfully so. That's who they cater to, the Spanish audience, who think it's ridiculous, some of what's being proposed. So that makes complete sense to me as to who the demographic would be and what they would be saying. But I think the deeper issue is, wow, how do you know when you're just way out of line? I'm not saying when you obviously are, but when there seems to be this new thin line, so difficult to maneuver back and forth, and that pattern is tough. Trying to figure out what it is you can say, what it is you can't say, before you trip on your tongue and you can't reel it back in. It's too late. It's already out there. I call it the bubble. You know, I used to watch cartoons and I was fascinated by the bubble. Here's what their thoughts are. It's like if we were walking around with bubbles. We have what's coming out of our mouth, and then we have what's coming out of our bubble. And I wonder how much the two would match. I'm going to think not as much as you would think. Quickly here, I'll say this. Ted Cruz is now neck and neck with Donald Trump in Iowa. They just did a poll, and those two came out on top. How about that? And the Quinnipiac poll, which a lot of people put some weight on that, Cruz in Iowa moving on up. And I'm not surprised, even just based on the last debate several weeks ago, it doesn't surprise me to see him inch up a little bit further. All right, we're inching, actually. It's easy for me to say. Over to the other side. Hang with us. More up next on the flip side.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We cannot allow terrorists to intimidate us into abandoning our values and our humanitarian obligations. Turning away orphans, applying a religious test, discriminating against Muslims, slamming the door on every Syrian refugee, that is just not who we are. We are better than that. ISIS is demonstrating new ambition, reach, and capabilities. We have to break the group's momentum, and then it's back. Our goal is not to deter or contain ISIS, but to defeat and destroy ISIS.
All right, Hillary Clinton wants to destroy ISIS, but you heard what you had to say. Do not mess with the Syrian refugees coming in. That's not who we are. Do you agree? Are we wrong, all of us who say shut her down, including Chuck Schumer? 855-266-5283. Your spin, your take on Hillary Clinton saying, get off their backs, Jack, let them in. Or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net. On that note, many of you have done exactly that. You ran to your computers and you pumped it out. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First up in the mailbag, this one from Melissa, who says, Kate, I feel so awful for the people of Paris. I can't even stand to watch shows that rehash what happened, show the video, but cover some of it out. It's just appalling. And it's funny because we and my family had talked about taking a big trip to Paris. You can bet for now the brakes have been put on that, because none of us feel very good about traveling there. And that's a shame. I wonder how many other people have canceled trips. This one from Tim, he says, hi, Kate, I have a question for you. When you look at ISIS, and when you look at the United States, when you look at ISIS's reach, what do you think it is that is attracting so many to ISIS, whatever ultimately the number happens to be. Oh, I think that they have their pulse on younger people who are disillusioned, depressed, been tossed out, have had a hard life, whatever it is. They know how to recruit. They have a magazine. They put up video. They make it seem like the right crusade at the right time to jump on board. That's what it's all about. Getting people to believe, and they're getting young people to believe. We go from there to yet another email. This one from Austin, Texas. This one from Frank. Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but I'm listening to the news today as I'm driving around, and I hear a couple of things that really perk up my ears. One, that Star Wars is coming back and it'll be here before you know it. Do you plan on going to see Star Wars? Of course I'm going to go see Star Wars. Of course. You don't even have to ask that question. And I'm curious about the cameos in this one. Star Wars Battlefront. Going into a crazy, crazy galaxy far, far away. What is the crazy galaxy far, far away? I guess we'll find out, right? I've been seeing the couple times I've gone to the movies to see whatever movie it is. I've seen a couple of promos for it. And it, I don't know, it looks pretty good. Although, a lot of things look good when you're in the previews. So maybe I have no idea what I'm talking about. But some of the familiar, loved characters will be part of this too. And I think that's really, really cool. Okay, here's another one. Hal says, Kate, do you by chance use a Mac or a PC? Which do you use? I'm curious because it's almost like Coke and Pepsi. It's been revisited again. I actually use a PC, not a Mac. And, what's the most frustrating part to me right now, and the reason I didn't go Mac is because I was so deep into the whole PC thing that I knew it would just be too distracting if I did the other, even though there's some advantages on the Apple side. And there's advantages on the PC side, too, not for nothing. But they say Windows 10 is getting a massive overhaul. And I think that's a good thing, because I was one of those idiots that downloaded at the advice of a family member, oh, you have to get the latest because now you're already there. And so they're just put it on for you. Uh-huh. It's getting a massive update. Why is it getting a massive update? But it is. It's getting a massive update. It took forever to reload everything. I mean, forever. Now, here's the deal. You build a company, and then you make a million different types of the same object. I think that's the new objective. Because then people have to have it because their technology becomes obsolete. So you know you're safe, because you're always going to get these runoff customers as long as they're treated decently, because they're going to want the biggest, baddest thing that comes out. Oh, so annoying. And Windows 10 is very annoying. Oh, seems like everything I touch messes something up with Windows 10. The sensitivity issue is insane. I mean, just insane what it globs onto. So, massive update, I bet, because of massive complaints, that will always, always move the needle, no matter what's going on. And, it's a work in progress, I suppose. For whatever reason, you asked me that question, right? Definitely. As we motor along and look at a couple of other things, talking about with our mailbag and talking about celebrities and the great big push, I got this from Carl, who said, Kate, I haven't emailed the show before, but I was excited to have some time to do that. I promised myself that was one of my goals that I would do it. It really freaks me out what's happening with young people and with what we're seeing with these terrorists who are just kids and preying on those kids the way that has been happening to recruit them is just so wrong. Probably easy targets, pardon the pun, to do whatever somebody wants them to do. And I, for one, think it's awful. Well, I would agree with you. I would agree that this is, when you can do that, when you hold the whole ball of wax in your hand, then you can call, you're the big mahaf, as we used to say in Philadelphia. It's an expression you won't find, I don't think, anywhere else. We're the big mahaf. And that's all what that's about. More than anything else. In a nutshell. And do we want that problem here? Oh, we don't want problems here for that. At least relatively, if we're being naive or not, when we go out, do we feel like someone's breathing down our neck? The answer is, I'll raise my hand and be the first. No. Autonomy. So important. Instead of somebody running the ship so tightly, there's just no room. This one from Matthew. Kate, long time no speak. How are you doing? What's the weather like in the great state of Texas? Well, I think it varies from place to place, but right now at the satellite facility, I'll say this, it is rather cold. And I see that they're selling firewood everywhere you look, so the feeling of turning the corner is absolutely upon us. The excuse of sweltering is no longer valid. And seasons are funny. They can wreak havoc with some people's systems because your rhythm gets thrown off. I say this all the time. If you're a third shifter, I notice a lot of people are downloading the show at different times because you listen to it at different times. We totally get it. We absolutely get it. I would say the bravo moment of this hour and a half has been the changing tools, tactics, if you will, of what the Pentagon is doing to kind of loosen up the rules of the ISIS war. The Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, opened the door to changing the rules of engagement in the war against ISIS, and I guarantee they will do that. It'd be surprising if they didn't do something. All right, the music means, as the maestro plays us out, you can be a part of the mailbag. It's just so easy. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Stephen Kelly has a new book out. I love this guy, Financial Advice. He's the one. We do hear some of the offerings. Beach on the flip side.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeCIG.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Besides Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio. Actually, Stephen Kelly is just, don't tell Bob, he's a little bit above Bob Ney. But Stephen Kelly is with us. He is free money guy, awesome, about giving so much information, really, honestly, for free out there to all of you. And I suggest that you pick up his new book and you give it out as Christmas gifts, seriously. It's called Tell Me When You're Going to Die and I'll Tell You How Long You Can Afford to Live. It's right on the top 10 retirement planning secrets Wall Street doesn't want you to know. That tells you everything you need to know about what you're going to get in that book. Congratulations, Stephen Kelly. I'm so proud of you. I love this book.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, Kate, and I appreciate your input and support. It's been a lot of fun. This one's taken a little longer than the last one, but it's done and it's ready, and I'm happy it's there.
So talk about some of the main themes or ideas that you hope people will read and want to implement in their lives.
Well, that's a big question.
I know it is.
And the thing is, when people come into the office, what seems to escape a lot of people, it doesn't really escape them. They know it, and they know they know it. This is hard. But they're not really focused on what the issue is. The ground has shifted underneath people getting ready to retire over the last 30, 40 years. Think back to where we were prior to the advent of the 401k.
Mm-hmm.
Vast majority of workers had pensions. we had CDs that and treasuries and bonds and dividend-paying stocks that paid meaningful amounts of money. You could get a CD and get a 6 or 7 or 8 and sometimes even more percent interest rate. So you could put the savings that you had in something safe that would provide a stream of income. You'd have your pension, and you'd have Social Security. And that's the way the system was designed. It was designed as a three-legged stool. Well, in the past 40 years, pensions have all but gone by the wayside, and people's savings has become, you know, the plaything of Wall Street. You know, we don't have the CDs anymore. We don't have a place that you can put your money and get a safe rate of return that you can then live on without penetrating your principal. And people just don't know what to do about it. So they're turning to Wall Street-oriented advisors who are, you know, they're not doing anything wrong. They're just doing their job, which is investment management. It's what they know. And so they're saying, okay, here we are. You've got your money in investments, and there's quite a bit of risk with this. So we need to reduce dramatically the amount of money you can take so that it'll last over your lifetime and will reduce the amount of risk that you'll run out. Now, this is, you know, a noble purpose that they're doing, but it's inefficient. It doesn't work. It's not a good plan because it's as if you were trying to live off of the winnings from the roulette wheel. You know, it just doesn't work. So what I did was is I sort of wrote these 10 lessons or rules or secrets that Wall Street, you know, is sort of combating and wanting not to reveal. And then I sort of coupled that with the conversation you and I have been having for quite a while about, you know, I think the first thing I ever said to you is, Kate, when are you going to die?
Yeah.
And the reason for that, Kate, is because unless you know how long you have to plan for, it's very, very difficult to make a plan. It's all just a big guess. And statistically, about 80% of the people that try and do this and do it on their own get it wrong. About half of those people, about 40% of the people that try and do it on their own, guess too short a life, and they run out of money and are really in a lot of trouble. About half guess too long a life, and they end up at the end of their life with too much money. And that seems like a not such a serious problem. In my mind, it's no less serious, because what that means is, unless you've got just huge amounts of money, is that you have made tough choices along the way and given up opportunities for a better life in favor of the possibility that you might have a longer life. So we came up with sort of this more now, more later label or moniker, if you will, about how to do planning. Do it so that you don't have to take a less now, more later stance, or a more now, less later stance, but do it in a way that you can have more now and more later. And then that kind of grew into this thing that I teach in my workshops called Last Things First. Because if in order to do this correctly, you have to plan for the very end of your life first, and then back up into the present. So all of those things, and we show you how to do that. So all of these things are kind of wrapped up into this small little book of about 150 pages. And, you know, I've tried to keep it relatively short because I'm not writing the great American novel here. Although I am waiting for a call from the Pulitzer Committee. But, you know, so that's kind of it. In a nutshell, that's mm-hmm. that's everything that went into it.
I think in the book, as I read the book cover to cover, I really did. And I, of course, you and I are friends, and I would read your book, but I couldn't put it down. It was everything that we've been talking about. And what I like about the book is it's simplified where we can read it, and it's not ridiculous where you're reading gobbledygook because no way you'll put that down. And one of the things you talk about some of these secrets, and you've got big secret number 9 that I love the best, one of them anyway, where you say tax deferral is often a tax trap, and you talk about this. And I went through this where I had to have this explained to me several times because I was being pushed into a traditional IRA versus a Roth. And you talk about what people don't realize is they kind of get excited, like, okay, well, finally I'm doing this. I'm putting in my $5,000 or putting in more, and I'm doing what I can. And then you get to the end of the line, but whoops, now it gets taxed, right?
That's right. It's a pay me now or pay me later situation. And those are almost always, the pay me later is almost always more expensive. Now, I want to say this about that. You can't, you know, there's a lot of generalities here. And I try and make the point in the book that this may or may not apply to you.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people for whom putting away money in a tax-qualified plan works out to be a good thing. And there is one really, really good thing that sort of generally the truth about these, and that is without them we probably wouldn't have any savings at all. So people do have money, and they do have money saved. The issue becomes, here we've been promised this our whole life, that, look, you're putting it away now in a higher tax bracket. You'll take it out later in a lower tax bracket. You'll save on both ends. It hasn't really worked out that way. We're in a relatively low tax bracket right now, historically. And if you're putting money away now, my concern for people is that taxes are going to go up. The other thing that can be impacted by this is the fact that if all of the savings that you have and you're withdrawing in retirement is taxable income, then you're probably going to drive up the taxes on your Social Security as well. It's a two-edged sword like anything else. And all I'm asking people to do here is, I'm not saying don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying consider what it is you're doing. So often, with so much of this retirement planning and savings and investing, we don't think twice about it. We don't want to think about it because it's just too much to think about. So somebody says, do this and you'll be okay, and we sort of drink the Kool-Aid and say, okay, I'll do that, now I'm okay. And the problem is they get to the point where it's time to retire and they discover they're not okay after all.
Yeah, exactly. And then they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they're in trouble.
Yeah. All right, I think it's a fabulous book. Pick it up, and you can get it on Amazon, correct?
That's correct. You can get it on Amazon.com. I made a couple of changes since you read it. The big secrets are now lessons.
Lessons.
I wanted to soften that a little bit. And then the other thing is, it's the name of the book is Tell Me When You're Going to Die, and I'll Tell You How Well You're Going to Live. You can afford to live. And these are changes that you wouldn't have known. But, thank you so much for your support. You can also go to our freemoneyguys.com website. There's a link to the book there. Or you can call us at 844-4-FREEMO. Leave a message that you'd like to get a copy, and we'll be happy to send anybody that calls in a free copy of the book.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve and Kelly. Good stuff.
Thank you, Kate. Good talking to you.
You too.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
And I know you're speaking of me.
Final turn for this hour of America Tonight. Boy, you've mixed it up throughout the entire show, talking about a little bit about the Syrian crisis and the fact that you definitely now have the French prime minister saying that the attackers used the refugee crisis to slip in, and this is how they were able to do it, because they were looking for him, and they slipped in through the back door, or through the front door, really. It slipped in through the front door, only under a different alias, and that's what tripped up Paris and the intel and everything else that they knew and thought that they had heard. So here in this country, with listening to that, hearing that, the cries are for, no, not interested. We don't want to see that happen in the United States because of how it will expose us, but it's not popular. However, there are Democrats, not just Republicans, on board with that. Kathy in the great state of Washington, hello.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing this evening?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I called in about that book that gentleman was talking about.
Yeah. So, what do you think?
I think it's something that every American should read.
Yeah. See, here's the thing, and Stephen Kelly is just plain speaking. You know, he's a guy who went bankrupt himself. He talked about how tough it was and how he bounced back and what he found out, what was truly the road to, like, being able to take a breath.
Right.
Yeah.
I've sort of gone through a similar situation. So, you know, I'm just trying to get myself back on track. And I just thought that book would be something interesting to read about, you know.
And see, now you can get a free copy. I'm glad you called, because you can get a free copy. Just go to freemoneyguys.com and tell Stephen Kelly, you know, you heard him on, and he's not trying to pitch anything. He'll just flat out send you a copy of the book.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Yeah, so you don't have to pay for the book. Just do that and he'll send it to you.
Oh, great. I'll have to do that then. And what was the
The website's easy to remember. It's freemoneyguys.com.
Okay, great. Wow, that's a good information. And are you guys still doing the NFL thing with the teams?
We do. Nail the score. We did nail the score in our last show. It's always our Tuesday into Wednesday show, usually.
Oh, and I missed that two shows.
You missed it. That's okay. Next week. Catch up with us next week for that.
I will. I'll call next Tuesday.
Awesome. Kathy, thanks. Rock on.
Thank you. Okay, you take.
Thank you, Kathy. I was going to tell you, again, remember, next Tuesday, we do that nail the score thing, because I've actually gotten a lot of questions about it, and just call in. You have to pick whatever the game of the week is. You have to tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. It's just that easy. It's just that easy. So, again, nailing the score. We've had a couple of people do it. We haven't had anyone do it this year. I have a computer to give away. I would love for somebody to do it. But so far, it hasn't happened. So that, I think we're just building up to that. I really, truly do. I believe that somebody will nail the score. It feels like it to me, I'm telling you. I can feel it. I can feel it. As we motor along, I wanted to do some odds and ends, stories that we missed because, not missed, but stories we haven't really talked about since there is so much turmoil in the world, which rightfully so is drawing our attention, meaning the Syrian refugee crisis, ISIS, the calls for what they want to do in the United States and other places. And there are some things I think that you would be curious to know, like that there was an Oklahoma, Kansas 4.7 magnitude quake that shook the ground. People could feel that. That's for sure. Also, you had an interesting thing that came up earlier in the day talking about the fact that a poll shows that half of New Yorkers are barely getting by, which isn't a shock to me because of the expense of New York City. Man, you got to have a decent paying job to really get along. The New York Times and Siena College did a poll, and the poll showed some big disparities in the quality of life among the five people in the five boroughs. And the stresses weighing on New Yorkers really varied from the Bronx, where people feel concerned about access to jobs and education, to Staten Island, where one in five reports experienced vandalism. They're experiencing vandalism or theft, so that's not good. The Tale of Two Cities is really what New York is, and has always felt that way to me. Bill de Blasio, that was one of his themes, about the economic insecurity. It totally exists. I don't feel like it's a new revelation. I think it's what's there. It's about finding jobs. How do you find jobs? How do you get a job that's decent wage? All that whole criteria for being able to thrive and survive in a city like New York City, where, let's face it, hamburgers are $12. Even if you go to a fast food place, It's still going to cost you an arm and a leg. So what about the people who live there? Not the tourists, but the people who actually live there. It's pretty tough. There are other places where they could stretch that buck and wrap it around Manhattan, probably. And that's, I would think that would be dispiriting, to say the least, knowing that your money goes nowhere in New York City. And trust me, it doesn't go anywhere. Honestly. And then there's this crazy story about this woman and this in the striptease where the Bay Bridge was just snagged almost to a crawl. Well, it really was to a crawl because you had this woman doing a striptease in the middle of the bridge. In the middle of the bridge. I've seen some crazy things. I saw someone once drive the wrong way on the Verrazano Bridge in New York City, and I thought, this is not good. And somehow it worked out okay from what I could see, but it wasn't good. But now you have a woman performing a striptease. Oh, that's never good. Between the rubberneckers and just people who wanted to get by, it was a frightening situation for the people who were just commuting and trying to get where they're going. So obviously not well. The woman was not in her right mind, and that's why that happened. But the commute became kind of an adventure. She stripped down to her underwear. She strolled in the middle lanes of the Bay Bridge. So people were forced to be careful going around her for fear of hitting her, frankly. So that's what happened. What are you going to do? You're going to try to weave around her, not plow into her, for goodness sake. And I saw a snapshot of it, and it was just brutal. Where shockingly she's walking. The first thing is that she's walking in the middle of the bridge. So anyway, they took her to the hospital and said, it's not summertime anymore. So there's no way to say, well, I was peeling off my clothes because I felt a little bit hot. And that apparently was one of the reasons she cited for her striptease, that she was hot. And she didn't look to be that old. You had the California Highway Patrol flashing the lights and cars swerving around to avoid this exhibitionist. They took her to San Francisco General for a psych evaluation. And this happened just before 6 o'clock. And people were calling in to report what happened. It's still sad for her. Like I said, something isn't right there. Any thoughts on the show, you can always send them to me, 247americatonight.net.
$10,000 or more to the IRS? Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits. Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely. We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.